This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? It's October the 6th. I'm doing well. Jay is doing well, but not doing well. You know how that works? When you're feeling under the weather, you signal to the boss, I need to go. So she's going to go.
A little bit of an SOS.
Yeah, right, SOS. Here's some good news. The hurricane and all of its aftermath, but places and people who have come out of this okay. Hurricane Ian, the focus of our attention in this country for, I think everybody was wrapped up in it for 2 or 3 days anyway. So here's the story of a new Florida community. You know, all over Florida, you see these developments that have been going on since after World War II. Before World War II, there was not much of anything going on the coast of Florida. You know, there were homes, the typical sort of thing. But then after World War II, the Perini Corporation, one of the biggest builders in the history of our country, went down to Florida, bought up all kinds of beach land, and built these big condos here, there, and everywhere. And, some of them have survived better than others, depending on the hurricane, how close you are to the water. But here's a newer one that has done pretty well, given the circumstances. Actually, this new community basically unscathed after the devastation elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. It was built for resilience.
Babcock Ranch, 20 miles from Fort Myers. Solar power everywhere, built to code construction, so things didn't get ripped up, things didn't get broken, the shingles didn't blow away, that sort of thing. 4,600 people.
Not contaminated, wasn't shut
No,
off.
Right. And it's been sold to people who live there as storm resilient. And this is a great sales pitch. This development that I'm working on up here, one of our pitches is solar power and other things. We don't have the same kind of weather down, you know, the brutalness of the sudden surge of a hurricane in New England. In the Northeast, we have cold, snow, you know, that kind of stuff. But these places in Babcock Ranch apparently have been built to stand to the storm. That's part of what the developers said. Okay, we're going to build something that won't blow away, because that's the problem. Excuse me. You go back to 2015 and the hurricane that blew across these same areas. You see pictures of what happened after that hurricane. Wiped out entire communities, and then they built them back again. And the same damn community has been wiped out again. So this developer is onto something. The buildings are supposed to stand up to hurricane winds of 145 miles an hour. And they certainly passed that test.
They did, yeah. And then the debris that's caught in those winds, the storm surge, it passed all those tests.
Yep. So their water problems, they don't have them. They have 700,000 solar panels on all of the homes down there. So this is really a very interesting. It shows you that it can be done. It just takes somebody who wants to design it right, not on the cheap, and have backup like generators and things like that. These people never lost power. So the town expects to grow to 50,000 people, and this developer is building all over the place down there. And I think I'm not a big fan of the West Coast, only because that's not what I've been brought up on. I've been brought up on the East Coast. So I like Palm Beach, Palm Beach County. I like Jupiter. I like south of there to Delray. Down to Delray. And, maybe down to Boca, and after that you can have it. But it's just, you know, a preference. I will tell you there aren't any developments that I know of down there that are built like this. I'm talking about on the east coast of Florida. So congratulations to those developers and to the people who were smart enough to buy a home there. And it's, again, it can be done. Speaking of Florida, the president was down there yesterday. Apparently he forgot his mic was on and he dropped an F-bomb. So the mayor of Fort Myers Beach was asked by the local press what the story was, and he was pictures of him shaking hands with Bush, I mean with Biden, and he said, so what? You know, and that brings around a question as to the F-bomb and its use and why it is such an untouchable, and when you use it, why is it inappropriate in public society? What is it? Not public society, in I don't know, present, but it's societally not accepted, right? Using the F-bomb? But we all use it. Well, everybody uses it.
When you use it for the sake of using it, like vulgarity for being vulgar, just for the sake of being vulgar, that's not intelligent. But what the studies are finding, people who swear a lot and swear in a very creative way are actually highly intelligent people.
Uh-huh. Right. I'll take credit for that. I tend to be more selective than I used to be when it came to that stuff. But you have to be conscious of it because I can't do it on the radio. You can't, you know, every once in a while I've slipped here and there with nothing bad over the years, but you're not supposed to do it. And then you wonder, okay, why? It's not part of public or popular society. It isn't considered good grammar. Here I am, a grammarian, and why would I resort? I remember my father telling me the first time he heard me use one, intelligent people don't swear. I remember him telling me that. I was probably 14 at the time. Intelligent, we don't allow talk like that around here. Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. When, in fact, of course, they all did. I remember the first time my father ever used the F-bomb with me. I had just gotten my license, and I had the car, and I went someplace, and he dropped him off for an appointment, and then I didn't get back on time. And he said, "Where the blank have you been?
How dare you?"
And I never, ever heard him use that before.
Probably deserved that one.
I guess I did. All right, so anyway, the F-bomb aside, let's move on to, here's something that's effing unbelievable, frankly. The fact that $9 billion is going to be spent on the 2020 midterm elections. We all thought when $4 billion was spent during the first Obama administration that that was crazy. And then when the last 2020 presidential election came around, there were, I think it was 9, no, was it 11, 9, somewhere in the 8, no, it was 8 point something or other billion. So this isn't even a presidential year, $9 billion. It's out of control. It's great for the radio and television business, local. I mean, we don't get any of it on a national program like this, but the local stations are having a picnic. And we're watching, like, the news here in Boston, and you see all these ads. There are no ads for local politicians. It's all about New Hampshire. And the crumb bums they've got up there running. If I see one more ad about Maggie Hassan and how wonderful she is, followed immediately by an ad saying how terrible Maggie Hassan is, yeah, this is kind of ridiculous. And so those of us, I had was following a thread on my Facebook page. One of my friends said, "How many people are annoyed by sitting and watching ads here in Massachusetts for all these candidates up in New Hampshire?" But they don't have, they have one television station in New Hampshire, and most everybody lives in southern New Hampshire, and they're all in range for the Boston TV station. So that's why they spent all that money. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this is at the lowest chargeable rate. The law is that when a politician wants to, or anybody wants to place a political ad on the radio or television, you have to give them the lowest rate on your rate card. Now, I don't know if I need to, because I guess probably should explain that a little bit. What is charged, for example, you know, most of the national shows, they're all different because they have a different audience. But let's say you charge $1,000 for a commercial, but yet for a one-time commercial. But yet, there are, you hear three or four commercials that run on this program pretty much every hour. So they're going to get the lowest rate because they're doing frequency. They're buying a lot of time, so they get more runs. So let's say it's $400. That's the lowest rate on the card. Even though you charge $1,000 to some people, the lowest rate you charge is $400. So that's what you have to charge to any politician who comes to you. And they'll check. The government checks on you to see that you're not cheating. But the rule is you have to charge the lowest rate. And even with that, the radio and TV industry is cleaning up because, again, $9 billion being spent. It was
and you have to give every candidate the same amount of time, the same fair shot.
No, not if they're buying ads, you know. No, buying ads.
Oh, really? I thought was a rule that you had to give them the same amount of time.
Only if you're interviewing. If you give them free time, then you have to give them the same amount of time.
But
if it's if they're buying time, they can outspend you 8-1 if they have the money to do it. So I remember in the summertime we were talking about the forecast being $8.5 billion. This was in July, and then I think earlier in the spring forecast was to spend $7.8 billion. But now, apparently what's booked and billed, that's a radio term, is over $9 billion. In advertising. And for these people, the likes of whom we have been talking about, and the insults and the way, the disrespect and stuff, oh my God. Takes your breath away. All right, here's a quickie from Massachusetts. Northeastern Law School informed 200 people that they were admitted to the law school, and they weren't. There were 200 people applied for admission starting next fall. A technical error sent out emails to these 200 people when, in fact, none of them had been accepted. They had 4,000 applicants for these positions, this law school, Northeastern. It's an okay law school. It's not great. There are better ones, for sure. But I thought that tells you a couple of things. A, obviously, the system is not perfect, but B, how come so many people want to go to law school? How come so many people want to come become lawyers? Right? I think that's a question that we ought to ponder. We can't now, though, because it's 18 past the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? You got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that and get to the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who has a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The American Family Farmer podcast. Pretty much every day now, there is a recall. What really is important is that we understand that we don't have to put up with this stuff. When's the last time you ever heard of a family farm having a recall on something because there was either an allergen in the product or there was a Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli? You don't hear that. If you do, it's once in a blue moon.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 24 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for us to bring you up to date social media about a social scammer. Socialite Anna Delvey or Anna Sorokin or whatever her name is. The story has been presented in the Netflix series Inventing Anna. But Jay has the story behind the story as to what happened with this person who was fake, right? Fake. Everything about her was fake. Yet she got away with a lot, like $22 million. So she must have been pretty good at her fakery. We'll talk about that after this. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. Okay, this is coincidental with today being National Transfer Money to Your Daughter Day. But I must have missed that somewhere. I said off the air when I first saw this, Jit to Jay, what do you mean? Every day is Transfer Money to Your Daughter Day. And all she has to do is ask. That's it, right? No, Dad, I need some help with this, or Dad, can you help me with that? Yes, of course, you're my daughter, for God's sake.
Yeah, Venmo.
All right,
right
not
away.
The case with Anna Delvey, a.k.a. Sorokin,
who's the subject matter, as I said, of that Netflix series, Inventing Anna. She pretended to be a socialite, posed as an heiress. Kind of reminded me of Paris Hilton for whatever reason when you look at the story, but she's real.
She was a fake one, yeah. She was like a scammer. And
right.
She was found guilty, sentenced to 4 to 12 years in prison. However, she was released early for good behavior. 6 weeks later, picked up by ICE agents. And now the judge has granted her probation, or she can be out on bond, I mean. And she just has to find a place to live. They say she's not a flight risk.
Well, if ICE agents picked her up, were they going to deport her? She's not an American citizen? Is that what
ICE is going to do? Yeah, she's Russian, sure. And her whole thing was pretending to be a German heiress. But while she doesn't have to stay at the detention center, but she has to stay with somebody. But the problem right now is she's burnt so many bridges, scammed so many people. It's kind of like, who's going to let her stay with them?
Uh-huh. Nobody. Not if they're smart. Because once you do something like this, you can see over and over again, it's a psychosis, if you will. You get away with it. And so she was rewarded, basically. She got away with it. She only was in jail for a year. So what's to keep her from doing it again would probably be the question, and a good one. 28 past the hour.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The judge overseeing the Musk versus Twitter trial wrote in her procedural ruling on Wednesday that she will continue to press for a trial, given the absence of any request not to do so, after Musk agreed again to buy the company at its original offer. Four Central California family members kidnapped earlier this week were found deceased by a farm worker in a rural part of the state on Wednesday. The man suspected of kidnapping the family, Jesus Manuel Salgado, was taken into custody Tuesday. More than 30 people, mostly children, were killed Thursday when a gunman opened fire at a child care center in northeastern Thailand. Afterward, the suspect went home, eliminated his own family and himself. On Wednesday, Crew Dragon carried astronauts into space for an eighth time with the fifth operational mission for NASA. This Crew 5 flight was commanded by Nicole Mann, the first Native American woman in space. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
I've talked many times on the air about how animals, usually any kind of animal, cows are great for therapy. I've found that over the years. Dogs, right? Cats,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Something about that, like when it's your own fur baby, too, that unconditional love. When you walk in, you could have had the worst day of your life, and you walk into your house, and that little fur baby, their tail is wagging, and they're just so happy to see you.
Yeah.
There is a moment of joy.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. October the 6th is upon us. I'm Doug with Jay. We're going to be continuing our series. We've had sort of a quasi-series here of talking to women entrepreneurs. I remember a month or so ago we talked to the lady who started the winery up in New Hampshire, pretty much on a wing and a prayer. So we've got somebody else who's done the same sort of thing that I want you to meet in a few minutes. So hold on to your hats for that as we look around at what else is here. I'm a little taken back. I have been kind of on this and off this all morning. Actually, it's a familiar thing, not just for me here today, but my musing about the state of American politics. But then, if you look around the world, and I've said this as well, there's no real leadership. All these countries that are electing people, the English elected a woman that barely was known, and then out of the, it's like people are looking for a name that they don't recognize. It used to be that it was name recognition. or at least in this country, if they knew, like the Kennedys all got elected, a Kennedy could run for anything and get elected because they were a Kennedy. Not that it had anything to do with being qualified, it had to do with the fact they were a Kennedy. And there have been others who have run. We all know in our states, names, political families, people who get elected. I suppose you could say that about the father and son who were elected in Kentucky for the Senate. You know, there are a lot of silly reasons for voting for people. And the New York Times, being the liberal bastion that it is, and every once in a while, a couple of times a week, I take a shot at them because what they do, what they print, the way they put stories together is so obvious. Although they've done a pretty good job with the Maggie Haberman book about Trump. That, because she's one of theirs, so they have given it pretty even-handed shrift. I don't read a lot of books because I don't have time. I'm reading stuff for the program that I can use as content, but looks to me like this book might be an interesting read because Trump is such an interesting guy. Whether you like him or you don't like him, you got to admit that he's a really interesting character, much more so than the likes of Biden, these blah, blah, bland politicians who may or may not do a good job, but the more interesting the character. Look at all the people that wrote books about Clinton, right? He's a very interesting character. That doesn't mean he's good. It just, he's interesting. So now in Italy, they've elected a far-right government there. And I don't know that we'd consider the English prime minister to be far right, but she's right of center for sure. And so if you look around in Sweden, they've done the same thing. There are a number of countries who've had elections this year that have swung, eight or nine of them anyway, to the right. So what does that mean? Well, to the left-leaning New York Times, it's the end. It's terrible. Wow, it's awful. And what they do is they compare all of them to Donald Trump. Was Donald Trump the reason that all of these countries, you know, you give the guy too much credit, I think, anyway. Is he the leader? But because the New York Times is so interested in demonizing Trump and demonizing the right, they present the stories very slanted. And look at this. They don't say it in as many words, but if you read between the lines, what they're really saying is, you people are pretty stupid because you voted for all these right-wing candidates. That's kind of what the New York Times is saying. And I'm not buying into that, although I do find it interesting that, you know, we're in a cycle. Liberalism is not doing well, and that may be the harbinger of what happens next month in the elections here, even though the Republicans have stepped. I think Trump was right when he said after the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade, you've hurt the party. They did, but is that hurting the? Are they hurt as badly as the Democrats with some of the shenanigans that Pelosi and that bunch pull off and have been pulling off? I guess we'll just have to wait and see. At any rate, other things going on. The story of a snake breeder. Ah, yes. I always love these snake breeder stories. This guy, I laugh. Ben Renick was his name. He's dead. But he was big in the snake business. He was a reptile breeder. He produced a lot of reptiles that he used he used for clothing, but he also sold these pets. He created designer pets of designer snakes and has been selling them all over the world. But he found out the hard way that they're dangerous. He was killed by one of his snakes, or at least that's what people thought. Aha! Fast forward to the reality of what they found when they did an autopsy on him. Everybody thought that he was killed by one of his snakes. 29 years old, he was, the family said, he's strangled. He got strangled by the snake. But the coroner said he'd been shot 8 times, including once in the head. So apparently he and his family were all in this business, and they've been fighting about money. His wife apparently was involved in it, or somebody, you know, it's a murder in the family kind of thing. And they all were fighting, and they all now are suspected in. But how would you, again, how smart are these people if they shoot the guy 8 times and then they kill a snake and wrap the snake around his neck and they try to pass off the fact that he was killed by a snake? These people are really not very bright. Anyway, so there's a lot of stuff here. And so it goes, as it were. The other one situation that I wanted to spend a little time on before we get to this female entrepreneur that is worthy of some attention. The folks in Taiwan are talking outwardly with the Americans, the people that run Taiwan, inviting Americans, the American government, to build a giant stockpile of weapons in Taiwan. Naval Air Force exercises showing that there are a lot of weaknesses, and because the Chinese have made no bones about the fact that they want to take over Taiwan, and the Americans say, no, this is an independent country, you can't do that, and apparently we're willing, I don't know, are you willing, am I willing to go to war? I'd like to take a poll on this. I guess I would like to make sure the Chinese didn't move any further, but then there is going to be a question, if they attempt an invasion, how far do we go to protect the Taiwanese? At least at this point, the Taiwanese are going to get lots and lots of weapons. They're beginning to stockpile now. The arms makers are having a great time. Once again, the military-industrial complex wins the day, takes the day, as they are with the Ukrainian situation. And they have such a stranglehold on our government, the Defense Department, but just generally speaking, there's way too much emphasis and control by the military-industrialists. But, you know, here they have a willing target. And so apparently we've set aside over $1 billion for anti-ship missiles and that sort of thing, the first thing in the armament supply chain to go to Taiwan. Anyway, it's weird. It does take your breath away, doesn't it, when you think about how much money you spent to kill other people, right? Just kill them. And, you know, where we should do, if we don't do it, is start at the top. How come Putin is still breathing? Or how about, how long did it take Hitler to, you know, it was him. And yet, all these millions and millions of people died because of him, that one person. I know that they say they tried to get him, but remember the military industrial, what Eisenhower said, beware the military industrial complex. Okay, here's something to be aware of that'll help you get healthy. You've heard me for years and years talk about the program that's presented by Calitrin. Calitrin is a fabulous product, all natural. It's a family company. Doctor and his nurses put together this formula that will help you keep the weight off forever. There's great science behind it. There's great success behind it. There are great resources on their website, toploss.com, that you can look at so that you can understand how all of this works. It's actually pretty simple because it's a simple formula. Very simple, very direct, very straightforward, and because it works, it just, you know, aloe vera, very good for your system. Collagen protein, very good for your system. All the enzymes in there, great for your system. Rebuilding your body after you lose the weight and keeping it in good shape. That's what this is all about. Help yourself to health. Go to toploss.com. Get their 90-day program, the fall special, buy 3, 4, 5, 10, whatever you want, and you get an equal number as help to you and others in your family or friends who want to lose the weight and keep it off. That's the guarantee from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com when you check out. Use the discount code Doug for all these deals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter.
The smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-364-1031 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-364-1031. That's 800-364-1031. What do you have to lose? Call 800-364-1031. Again, 800-364-1031.
As I said a few minutes ago, the fact that there's such a focus on women in business, successful women in business. I was talking about this woman from New Hampshire that started her own winery, and now we have with us a lady who is no stranger to fine art and design. Jasmine Ray DeLong has become a well-known wedding cake designer. In fact, she won the best designer in a Los Angeles contest, so that's pretty cool. But you're not a cake designer by design. You started doing what? How did you get started in the design business, Jasmine?
Actually, I was a cognitive science major in college. And,
really?
It's been an oscillation between cognitive science and art my whole life, and I ended up getting a master's in psychology. But I find it's quite relevant to the work that I do as an artist and a creative in the cake world. So it's really the confluence that brought me to cakes and being able to redefine cakes the way that I have.
Who would have thunk it? I mean, think about it. We all, you know, we like cake and we go to weddings and, you know, you think, oh, isn't that pretty that we look at some of the designs? But this has become an art, as you are a fine artist. So what is it about the cake, the one that won? What is there that people highlighted that they like best about the design?
Well, I don't know so much that it was a particular cake that won so much as it was the whole portfolio. Of the work that I do. One thing that's a little bit different and unexpected, that's starting to come up more and more, especially as people like me, you know, artists like me speak out, about cakes, is, developing something more like a theory of practice. That I think that's a big differentiator between a fine artist, who follows a more traditional route and someone who makes cakes. You know, I straddle the culinary world and the art world, but part of what gives me a little bit of authority in the art world is that I have an approach to the work that I do that isn't just about making a cake out of something like a shoe or, you know, like it's just pretty and meaningless.
Yeah, not just another thing. All right, if you were interested in Jasmine's story and looking at the cakes and the winning designs and stuff, go to jasmineraycakes.com/portfolio. JASMINERAECakes, all one word, .com/portfolio. Good story. People should get into it a little bit more and understand how the world can have different, we can have difference in terms of art and still be thrilled with those differences. So Jasmine, congratulations. Good luck to you. 10 before
Thank
the hour.
You.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
I'm Spartacus!
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 I can remember the... that scene from the movie Spartacus with Kirk Douglas. Ernest Borgnine, I think, was the first one to stand up, wasn't he? Do I remember that correctly? It's been a long time since I saw this movie.
Yeah, but it's Ernest been a long time since I've...
Yeah, he was one of the slaves. I remember that. And I think he was the first one that stood up, and because they were trying to... Obviously, the Romans were trying to find Spartacus, and they they thought they did, and then they didn't. So, and that's a fabulous movie. They don't make them like that anymore, Chucker.
No, they do not. And that movie premiered in New York City this day, October 6, 1960, in movie history. That's what you call a powerful collective moment. I wasn't born yet, but I would imagine if you were sitting in a movie theater with a big audience, and I'm sure that movie got a lot of big audiences, that had to be a cathartic, emotional experience. This is why people go to the movie. So if I asked you a question, if you had one or two big moments in the movie that moved you emotionally when you sat in the theater, do you have any recollection of what one or two might be?
You know, it's interesting. I get emotional when the stories... you're going to laugh at this. Remember the movie that Clint Eastwood did with Amy Adams, I mean? The baseball movie?
Yeah, Trouble with the Curve.
Yeah, and Justin Timberlake is in it. There was something about the end of that brought a tear to my eye. Watching, having somebody, you know, the daughter and the father have a moment. I think about it in terms of my own, my daughter and I and our moments that we have. It just seems kind of sweet. Why do I remember that? I don't know. You asked me and I'm telling you, that's one of the ones I remember best.
Well, there's so many. I mean, I remember like, when in
that's
Rocky
what a movie's supposed to do, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Find your emotions. Yes.
Yes. Like, I remember in 76 when Rocky gets knocked down and Mickey says, stay down, stay down. and Rocky gets back up to that Bill Conti theme music. I thought that was an awesome emotional moment. I remember when Bruce Willis's John McClane put the fire hose around him and jumped off the roof of the Nakatomi building. That was like adrenaline fueling. But like for me, like there's something special in the Poseidon Adventure when Gene Hackman's Reverend Scott jumps on the steam pipe, sacrificing himself for the others at the end of that movie. I've done revivals of it. You literally could hear a pin drop. Like, people are stunned. Even, like, now when I've done a revival for a modern audience, they're, like, stunned at that scene. But that's a subject we could talk about probably for hours on end. But Spartacus, anyway, was a terrific movie.
Is it that they don't make them? I'm looking at some of the reviews for this movie.
Well, here's the thing. The type of filmmaking is definitely not made as good as it was in the 1970s, in my opinion. And also, the 80s redefined movies because it was that period of time between high-tech, all-out technology, which we have now, and there was still a lot of imagination in movie making, but there was a movement in technology, so it was sort of a mixture. That's why the 80s has so many memorable, fan-favorite type of films. But the type of filmmaking now is I think, it's different in a lot of ways.
It's crap. This Spanish horror movie and all the attention that's getting. Now along comes a beer-chugging Santa Claus. The movie for Christmas is Violent Night. Who the hell wants that? Three people won't go to see that. It's too bad because John Leguizamo and Beverly D'Angelo are in it.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm gonna differ with you. I watched that trailer yesterday, and I thought that's a type of sort of, lack of a better word, ballsy filmmaking that we don't see. Like, it's fun. I think that movie is gonna be, if it's good, it'll be a cult favorite. And I sort of really, David Harbour of Stranger Things plays Santa, and it's an action movie, and it has, you know, some people might be offended because it, you know, it's an R-rated
Santa. Yeah, Santa
movie,
Claus, for God's sake.
I get it. I get it.
I
like that trailer. I like that trailer.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to December 2nd. I'll be second online. You'll be first. I'm inviting you.
No, yeah, right.
I got one. Moonlighting, the TV show that was very popular from 85 to 89, Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd. Glenn Gordon Caron says that he's working out a deal with Disney, who owns the rights to start streaming Moonlighting. So hopefully in the next year, if you like that show, you'll finally get a chance to watch it in some sort of streaming platform.
There you go. Thanks, Chucker. 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.